Okay, let's just go to a vote now. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll?
Okay. We're voting on changing the national office location from Berkeley to Los Angeles. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Bost. Robin Collier. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Okay, Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier.
Can somebody mute themselves, please?
Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman. Sabrina Jacobs.
Steen.
Okay, Wally James.
No.
Okay, Dwayne Lorick.
Yeah.
Okay, Martha Peterson.
Abstain.
Okay, Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
All right, Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen.
Pass.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
No.
All right. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorbin?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Going back, Chris Corey?
Abstain.
All right. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
All right. Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman, are you there? I don't hear you, Jan Goodman.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. I hear you now. All right. We have, Eileen Rosen. You pass.
I vote yes.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3 noes. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Let me recount that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes, that's correct, 3 no, and 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Okay, Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, the final vote is 11 yes, 3 no's, 5 abstentions, the motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next item is engagement of pension plan officer. This is a motion from Eileen Rosen. Eileen, you have the floor.
Ralph here. I'm back. I was out for a few minutes for some reason.
Okay.
All
right. This motion is just to have the PNB approve our hiring the pension plans auditors for 2 years, for two audits each year. Since it's a hefty amount, I'm not even sure if we need approval from the PNB, but I thought it was worth getting it. I think they're giving us a little bit of a deal if we sign up for 2 years at a time. So, as you know, we have the two different plans, the retirement plan and the 403B plan. I assume we have fewer people on the 403B plan, and that's why it's a little less expensive than the other one. So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what was going on and present this motion, and I hope to get it approved. Because we do have to sign letters, send back letters to them saying we accept their offer. Thanks.
Okay. Do we have Well, is this, Eileen, is this coming from the audit committee?
No, it's not. It's coming from me, from the pension auditors, and I guess NETA human resources people were asking for it as well. No, I'm sorry, they were asking for the pension audit. Sorry, I take that last thing back. No, I think it's just because we only have Grace on the administrative committee for the retirement plans at this time. I took it on myself to, you know, put this thing through the gears, through the machinery to get it done. Because they finished the 2016 audit, so they can start moving on to 2017, and that would be great.
Now, I understand. I'm just asking because if it came from the audit committee, then it does not need a second. But since it didn't,
no, it doesn't. The audit committee is not really responsible for the pension and retirement plan audits.
I second. This is Lawrence.
Okay, we have a.
Okay.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay, we'll take discussion. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Ron to the stack.
And Grace.
Chris, anybody else?
Dwayne to the stack.
All right, Chris, Ron, Dwayne. Let's get started.
Grace, I asked to be on the stack.
I didn't hear you before. I'm sorry, Grace. So Chris, okay. Ron, Dwayne, Grace. Go ahead. Chris.
Okay. I just wondered, is it okay to discuss the amount of the proposal, the cost of the proposal in open session? Is that okay? Can we do that?
I'm not sure. Did I say what the amounts were?
I don't believe you did.
The letters for each.
I think it's not a good idea.
Okay. In that case, Eileen, could you forward me the engagement letter or whatever it is that you have so that I can have a look at it?
I think I did send them to everybody a little earlier today.
Okay. I haven't been online until the last half hour, so if it were any earlier than that.
Yeah, it should be in your email though.
Okay. If you can get me a timestamp, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, wait. No, you know what? Actually, let me take that back. I sent the motion and those two documents to the secretary for her to include. So I don't...
I apologize. I forgot to send them. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. I will send them both out to the entire PNB right now.
Okay. Thank you.
On the voter chair, this is Lawrence. Is your timer?
I need to clarify
something. It's sort of hard when people engage in a colloquy for me to keep the time because I don't know who to tell the times, you know. So if we could have the directors address you, this way, you know, there won't be, like, crosstalk.
You are correct. All right. The reason I thought it might not be okay to discuss the amount in an open session is because the vendors we're dealing with may not be comfortable with that. I don't know the situation exactly. You know, they may be giving a discount, you know, something like that. Okay. I think Dwayne was on the stack as well.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Of course, this question is directed to you, Mr. Chair. My first thought is that since this is a quasi-employment, quasi-contract arrangement, what have allowed us not to solicit open bids or at least entertain opportunities for others to apply for such a position?
I don't know that we have it. I'm not privy to all the background as to how the
Well, as an officer, I know that I have not been privileged to the information, and I think that should be something you, the chair, and the vice chair and the secretary should be aware of, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Yes, okay, I am aware that we this is a firm that we have used in the past, and that's basically all I can tell you. If Ms. Ross has...
I do have an input. Yeah, we asked, we consulted with our ERISA attorneys what they thought, if we should just stick with this firm or search for a different one, and they recommended that we stay with this firm, at least for these coming 2 years, since, you know, we want to get through these quickly, and they're already familiar with our stuff, and we're familiar with them, and, you know, they have been reviewed by some of our other consultants, and so I think it should go pretty smoothly, depending on the information that's available, but I think most of that's been cleaned up, so that's
why
we stuck with
that. 2 years is a lifetime in Pacific.
Cross talk, please.
May I say with the question? Claiming, Mr. Chair.
Have other people on. I forget who else was on the queue. I know Grace was on the queue, and there was somebody else. I forget.
This is James with a point of personal privilege.
Hold on, James. Ron. Okay. James, what is your point of personal privilege?
I apologize, but there's a lot of background noise throughout this entire meeting, and it's making it difficult for me to hear, and I think it's making it difficult for the meeting to progress smoothly.
Please mute yourselves if you're not speaking. Okay, I think Ron was actually next on the stack. Go ahead, Ron.
Nancy, could be on the stack, please?
I got you.
Okay, my concern is this. Now, we've been asked to agree to something that we have had very, very little opportunity to look at. I don't want to go for or against this motion, because, but I do want more information. And I think it might be appropriate to table this, if that's the appropriate, you know, measure, to table this to the next meeting so that we can all go over this document and see what we're signing on to. I trust Eileen, but we've got a lot of incomplete information here. So I'm just saying that unless this is time sensitive, then I would say table this to the next meeting to give us a chance to go over this information and make an informed decision. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, you're making a motion to table, but to postpone.
I'm making a motion to table, yeah, or postpone.
Second.
Second.
Sabrina seconds.
Okay, hold Mr.
on.
Chair, I was the next on the stack. May I please respond to this motion to table? I am on the pension plan committee.
There is no
chair. Point of order, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Hold on. This is out of order. There was a motion to postpone the next meeting. We're not doing motion table. If you really want a motion table, that in effect means you want the motion just to go.
I got a point of order, Chair. This is
okay.
Lawrence.
I'm discussing order right now. So there's a motion to postpone the table, and it was seconded. We have stacked. Who would like to speak?
Chair,
I got a point of order, Chair. Somebody needs
Chair,
to mute, man. This has been going on all night.
You.
People typing, people drinking tea. Whatever they're doing, please mute.
That's intentional.
And Alex, you're breaking up a little bit, Alex.
Yeah, a lot. I can't hear you.
Alex, this is Grace. I'm the next person on the stack. May I please be recognized?
There's a new stack now. But,
I asked for a point of order, Chair.
I heard your point of order, and I asked for people to mute themselves.
That wasn't the point. That was asking to mute them. But I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Regards to the motion on the table. I believe if we are going to continue this item to the next meeting, I think the motion that will be in order is to postpone to the next meeting. And that's what I would like to do, is postpone this motion to the next meeting. This way we can have a chance to review the document and stuff like that.
I think that motion to table was already, I already took it as a motion to postpone.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
a
point.
Okay. Alex, this is Grace. Can I please be on the stack?
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Eileen is a trustee of the pension plans, and I am on a committee called the Pension Plan Committee. Now, Eileen and I have been working. Can you hear me? Okay. Eileen and I have been working for at least over a year on these pension plans. I'd like to tell you something. We're backlogged on the pension plan audits. I believe the only one, the last one we completed was 2015. The main audit is being held up because the pension plan audits need to catch up. It is completely valid to consider changing the pension plan auditor. However, that's a somewhat timely procedure. This pension plan auditor, we have had legal advice and advice from the pension plan administrator and advice from our auditors to maintain the current pension plan auditor so that
okay,
we can get through
Grace,
the backlog
Grace,
pension
Grace.
Plan audits. Can
Grace,
you hear me?
Yes, Grace, what's up for discussion now is whether or not we're going to postpone this motion.
Well, I'm saying that I don't think it would be in the best interest of Pacifica to postpone this because it may delay the regular audit if we don't start catching up on our past pension plan audits. We're only completed 2015. We need to do 2016, 2017, 2018 pension plan audits. I don't think it would be in the best interest of Pacifica. Eileen and I both have reviewed these documents. We feel that the cost involved is reasonable, and it's our recommendation, having studied this for quite some time and having gotten the advice of legal counsel regarding these matters and the pension plan administrators and the auditor, that it's in the best interest of Pacifica to move on this. Now, in the future, and also, personally, I'd rather not meet in the next week or two on an emergency basis because of having to consider this again. So I would say let's move forward in this. We can always go back after, a month or two when the audit committee can ramp up and consider it more closely. But I would be against postponing consideration of this motion at this time.
Ron, to the staff.
Ron, go ahead.
Okay. In lieu of this information, I'm going to withdraw my motion to postpone.
I don't think that you can do that. The motion is now on the table. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum? Let me just check with the parliamentarian.
The law to the body.
Yes, that is correct. And by the way, board, don't use the motion to table. Always use the motion to, not always, but in most cases, especially this one, use the motion to postpone to the next meeting. And you're right, Mr. Chair, the motion on the floor is to postpone. It can't be withdrawn because it was seconded. Because it was seconded, the motion is on the floor. And when people discuss, they need to say whether they're in favor of postponing or whether they are against postponing. Thank you.
Okay. shall we go to a vote on the motion to postpone?
Can I make a comment about that? This is Ron who initiated the motion.
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't withdraw the motion, but I will suggest to my colleagues to vote in support of Eileen and Grace regarding this matter, and that's it. And thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary,
request for information. Request for information, Chair.
Can somebody please mute themselves? Please.
Request for information, Chair Lawrence.
What is your request?
My request is if I was to vote no, that means I don't support postponing this motion, right? And we go back to the original motion?
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll on the motion to postpone?
Bill, another request for information?
What is your request?
And you didn't ask
my question, the costs that are listed in the agenda for the audits, is that correct? I don't guess we have to say it on the stream. Okay, thank you.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
I just wasn't sure if that was appropriate to discuss in open session. I'm still not sure, but I'd rather weigh on the side of be more careful. Okay, so can we take the roll on this, Madam Secretary?
Okay.
Well, let me just ask, are there any objections to the motion to postpone? I assume there are.
Yes.
Okay, so, Madam Secretary, can you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron votes no. Gary Boast. Robin Collier. Chris Corey.
No.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
No.
All right, Donald Goldmacher. Dan Goodman.
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
All right. Wally James?
No.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Right. Mansour Sabah?
Abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, I missed two people. Donald Goldmacher. Okay, Dwayne Lark.
No.
Dwayne Lark. Okay. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No yeses, 16 noes, and one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay. So this motion to postpone fails. 17 no, one abstention.
Okay. So the motion is now back on the table, and I think we're out of time on this, so we're just going to go straight to a vote. Madam
okay.
Secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes, this is a vote to approve the pension plan auditor. Grace Aaron votes yes. Gary Boast, Robert Collier, Chris Corey.
Yes.
Okay, Bill Crozier. Donald Goldmacher.
Bill votes yes.
Okay, Donald Goldmacher. Dan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark? Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Finchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Well, yes.
Good. Mansoor Sabah?
Abstain.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden? Nancy Sorden? Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Goldmacher? Right. Dwayne Lark? This
yes.
is on the pension. Okay. Nancy Sorden, pension plan auditor approval? Nancy? Okay, don't hear Nancy. We have...
Hello, sorry. Sorry, I had trouble getting... My phone was not responding very fast.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, yes. And one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. So this motion passes, 17 yes, one abstention. Alex?
Yes, sorry, I was muted. We now come to item 8, debate and vote on the membership petition bylaws amendments that can be accessed on the homepage of pacifica.org. This item is for 40 minutes, and being that this is such an important item, I propose that we allow those people who wish to speak on it 2 minutes instead of the one and a half minutes. Is there any objection to that? Okay. And let me just I'll just start taking a stack. Who wants to get on the stack?
Jan Goodman. Jan
wants to be on the stack. Who else?
Ralph
wants to be on the stack. I got you, Ralph. Who else?
Forgive me, I was muted for a second. What's the agenda item?
The bylaws amendments.
Okay, Ron to the stack.
Ron to the stack. Okay, Dwayne. Okay, we got 4 to start things off with. And you can have 2 minutes if you wish to take it on this item. Jan, go ahead.
Yes. I oppose these bylaw amendments. I think that our bylaws do need to be revised. However, these revisions I don't think are well thought out. I was particularly concerned about the fact that the at-large people would outnumber the elected people. And I think that we do need to think about revising our bylaws, but these are not the ones we should vote for, so I suggest that we vote no. Thank you.
Okay. Ralph, you're next.
Well, the reasons given by you, Alex, yes, are size but kind of verbose, over-verbose, too many words. And if we could say clearly, and if I could add an amendment to your motion to say, I vote yes as a subterfuge, say no, so that everyone would be clear. And if we could make it clear to everyone involved, because I can hear, like myself, everyone did not understand the yes vote. And so if we could clarify with an amendment discussing yes votes to secure a no vote.
Ralph, let me just clarify something. I do not have any motion on the floor. The motion before us is a discussion of the bylaws amendments. This discussion has been imposed on us by a court order. It is not my motion. I had nothing to do with this.
I am so angry. I wanted to get to that. Excuse me. Continue.
Okay. Ron, you're next.
Okay. All right. This is a complicated situation, everybody. It's complicated, but it's very simple. Now, according to the court order, if we vote no on this, and I do not support the bylaws amendment, so let me make that clear. I do not support the bylaws amendment. However, if we vote no on this, then it goes directly to the membership. Not the LSB, but the membership. The problem with that, the way I see it, is this. The membership is not prepared, is not informed enough to make a credible decision on this at this time. And we would need time to inform the membership of the situation of what's at stake. Now, that said, if we vote yes, and I suggest we vote yes because that sends the measure to the LSBs. And that would give everybody the opportunity to debate this thoroughly, as opposed to shutting off debate and leaving it strictly to the membership. So I'm urging my colleagues to vote yes, not in support of the bylaws amendment, but yes, because this will send this measure to the local station boards for them to debate, discuss, and make a decision. And finally, if, no matter what happens, it has to go to the membership anyway. Whatever happens, it has to go to the membership. However,
time is up.
Please vote yes. The LSBs can deal with this before it goes to the membership. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, you're next on the stack.
Lawrence, can you please run the stack, Chair? Lawrence.
Dwayne, you're next.
And Grace for the stack.
Dwayne?
Okay, thank you. Let me say that normally when I can make a decision that may be independent of the whole body and I stand alone, I'm comfortable with that. But this is one of those issues that among the other things we've had to deal with, the concentrations I've made with what was going on in Houston, my personal business, and other issues, I'm lost in the weeds with respect to certainty about the best route in voting on this matter. After much consultation with all the people that would weigh in to me, who I think I represent in the Houston Signal area, and in addition to consultation with some of the board members, I must admit that uncharacteristically, I am not certain about this mask. But I am going to rely on the faith and belief of the interpretation of the judge's order by some members of this board, and more importantly, by our counsel of record. And I am going to rely on the counsel. Not that I believe all legal interpretations are exact, because in most courts, it's two attorneys, and one of them always wrong. But in this case, I am going to defer that our counsel believes that this matter should be voted up, and I am going to somewhat reluctantly vote this matter up. And I want the members who are listening across the nation that it is my hope that by voting this matter up,
50 seconds.
This matter comes to the LSBs, and you will be able to inform the LSBs that Dwayne Lark does not support the bylaw amendment, but he supported sending it to the people.
Time up.
Okay, Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. Well, these bylaws are scheme to disenfranchise our listener base, the people that sustain this foundation, and, you know, to even propose these, as sneaky as Mr. Crozier and Mr. Mansour Sabat did when they filed this petition in court, without letting anybody know, without letting, without giving notice to the board or anything like that, it's more of a reason for me to vote no. But understanding what Mr. Lark said and having conversations with people who have been around this network and know the bylaws that we presently operate under, which are not perfect, but we do operate under them, and they do need some. I believe we need a bylaws convention where all the listeners could be part of this process, not just sneaking into court and filing a petition. That's ridiculous. That's a lack of respect, and it's bordering on disenfranchising a whole group of people. It already disenfranchises a staff membership, and it disenfranchises a volunteer staff. So, and it disenfranchises the listeners as we know it right now. If we were to vote these bylaws down and not allow it stay in the light. So I vote for having these bylaws be looked at by the LSPs, and that the LSPs call town halls to inform their listeners across the network as to how atrocious and draconian and just Jim Crowish are these bylaws. So again, that's what I call for. I would probably vote it yes. I hold my nose and vote yes. But I would do everything in my energy to advocate a no vote across this network, and in particular at my LSP, who's very informed about these bylaws. This attempt at usurping the governance structure of Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Grace, you're up next.
Yes. I'd like to say that our current bylaws stipulate that bylaws amendments must be voted on by the national board and then the local station boards. And then, if it's a membership vote, it would go to the members. However, a court order, a judge ruled that, and I'm going to read from the court order, it's point number four, at the completion of either the votes of the station delegates or the vote of the board denying approval of the proposed amendments, whichever occurs first, submit the proposed amendments to the members in the manner prescribed in Article 17, Section 1B4. So what that means is, if this board, if I vote my conscience, or not my conscience, if I vote against the bylaws, which I am against them, then what would happen is the spirit of our current bylaws would be violated, because this subject will never get to a debate on the LSB level. So I find myself in the position of being forced to vote yes. And however, I would like to say that these bylaws amendments, first of all, decrease the quorum of selling a major asset of Pacifica, like a radio signal or a building, from 10% of the membership to 5%. That makes it much easier for a small group of people to sell a major Pacifica asset. It also disenfranchises, gets rid of the local station boards, and basically dismantles the democratic nature of Pacifica. So I am forced to vote yes, because I want the local station boards to weigh in on these bylaws amendments. I don't want it to go zip, zip right to the membership vote.
This is Paul.
Okay, so the stack. Okay, Donald, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to pick up several points here that were mentioned. First of all, the question is, what does democracy mean within the current Pacifica bylaws and governance? One of the statements that was made earlier is that the membership at large is not prepared because they are not sufficiently informed to be able to vote on these bylaws. So somehow the people who pay for this network are deemed not capable by this small group on the Pacifica National Board of having the competence to actually read the bylaws and the bylaws amendments and make an informed decision on their own. So which form of democracy are we talking about here? The ability of the members who pay for this network versus a handful of people who in part were funded through a nonprofit foundation in Los Angeles that put forward monies to elect people to LSBs on at least two stations and possibly a third. And somehow that is deemed a more democratic form of governance. I would put forward to you and the listeners, the current governance structure and the current bylaw structure are a disaster. And the proof is in the pudding. For the last 17 years, this network has been in a steady decline, both financially through revenues and through membership. That is not the sign of a competent governing structure, nor a competent vision of what this network should look like and should sound like. And if we think that the current bylaws should stay as they are, and somehow we're going to arrive at a wonderful future, despite the audits that have been conducted in recent years, each of which has stated categorically that the viability of this network is in grave dispute and really probably will not survive, it seems to me that the membership...
15 seconds.
That the membership, the people who are supporting this network financially, should have the last say and should have the only say in what happens with their dollars, and allow them to vote on bylaws amendments that would restructure this network and give it a possibility to survive. Thank you.
Okay. Who else?
Jay, can you please put me at the bottom of the stack? This is Lawrence.
I will reserve that place for myself. Lawrence,
before you in the bottom of the stack, but that's okay.
I'll try. Mansoor, you wish to speak?
Sure. I'll be. All right. So, where the Assistant to Attorney General of California has told us to change our bylaws as of 2017 in order if we want to survive, and whereas the NEDA has recommended this, whereas FCC's and CPB has told us all this, whereas the professional executive director, Maxie Jackson III, told us, and same thing that professional executive director John Bernetti has told us, and whereas members have told us to please change your bylaws, we are sick and tired of your elections and your chaotic board members, dysfunctional board, this is really becoming a group of PNB members who really hate professional people to conduct the business of Pacifica. I would vote to change the bylaws because that's the only thing that would save Pacifica from its own implosion and demise. Thank you.
Okay. What else wishes this week? Hold on, Dwayne, you already spoke. Does anybody else who has not spoken wish to speak yet?
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to be voting to approve these bylaw amendments. In order for them to move forward to the LSBs, where I plan to vote no, think these bylaws are, these bylaw amendments are not, they're not technically an amendment. They are a complete revision of the current existing bylaws. And when there's a revision, there's supposed to be an opportunity for them to be amended. And that opportunity was not afforded to the membership or to the LSBs or to the board. And so the only way to afford that to the LSBs is to vote this yes. I'm going to be and I second all of the things that people have said about how bad this set of revision is and how it gives control to a small group of people, mostly from the Berkeley station, who created this amendment, a so-called amendment, it was just a small group of people. It's not the membership. And the information that they wrote to go along with it is so full of BS. It does not identify the changes from the old bylaws. It identifies a few of them, but not all of them. And so it's obvious that if they had identified all the changes, if they had identified all the changes, the members would not vote for this. And so I hope this will give us an opportunity to inform the members how onerous these proposed provisions were. I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. Who else wishes to be on the stack?
Bill.
Okay, Bill, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm in favor of the new bylaws. There's probably no set of bylaws that 100% of all the words in it is going to agree, anybody will agree with. But these are a vast improvement over what we have. And the reason I'm voting yes is that our current bylaws are a complete failure. They were written with good intentions by good people, but they have shown to be a total failure. We spend so much time arguing with each other over trivial things, and we have yet to come up with a plan on how to even pay the interest, much less the principal, on this big loan. And our listenership are dropping, our revenues are dropping. We're not even fulfilling our Pacifica mission, except just barely with the remaining listeners that we have. And a vote yes, I see, is clearly in support of the bylaws. And that's why I'm planning to vote yes. And sounds like I ought to be thanking a lot of you for voting yes also, because the members will appreciate that you support these new bylaws and that you're voting yes for them. Thank you.
Sabrina.
And Ron.
Eileen and Ron.
And then Jay.
Yeah,
can
I
you put me in the bottom of the stack, Jeff?
Alex. Sorry. Alex. I spoke before Eileen did. It's Sabrina.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
Yes,
I did.
I was beforehand.
I was right before you, Sabrina.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, go ahead.
I'm going. Thank you.
I'll put you on a stack, Sabrina.
Thank you.
I'd like to say to I'm going. Everybody else stop. Thank you. Donald Mansour and Bill as well, the way you spoke, especially Donald Mansour, made it sound like nobody who had spoken before had pointed out that the current bylaws do need work. It's just that this current packet of amendments isn't what we need. And Bill, you make it sound that way too, like it's either this set of amendments or this revision, or we're stuck with the old ones forever. That is not the way it is at all. And I would really hope that we can get together next year. Maybe it would be a committee, a working group, maybe it's all of us. I don't know how it would be done, but instead of like having several people and then other people, you know, signing on together to bring this thing that nobody's ever seen before, maybe we could work together and discuss a little bit what the structure of Pacifica could look like, because what you guys have presented is just so, it's a huge difference, and you know, we can't go from here to there, and you know, you want to put in six people to run everything for, you know, the first 6 months. That's crazy. What are you doing? Who are those people? We don't know who they are. You know, I don't know why you did it this way, instead of trying to find a way to work with us. Maybe if we get to mediation, we can talk about. I'm going. Thank you. If we get to mediation, we can include this topic as, you know, one of the very top topics. But,
fine.
Yeah, I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay. Ron, you're next.
Okay, I just want to reemphasize this. I did not like what Bill just said in terms of us voting yes for this amendment. We're voting yes so that the LSBs, so that there will be accountability. Okay, we're not voting yes to support this. And I want to make that perfectly clear to everybody on this call and to you, Bill. All right, we're not voting in support of this measure. We're voting because we want our LSBs, who have been voted on, you know, by the public and by the staff, to have an opportunity to weigh in on this issue. A vote otherwise would deny them that opportunity. So that's the bottom line, and that's why I'm urging our members to vote yes, and please don't mischaracterize our votes, Bill. It's not a vote in support. It's a vote to send this to the LSB. Thank you.
Okay, James.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a wonderful thing we have here. We've got a situation that may be unique in this country, it may be unique in the world, where workers and members democratically control a radio network. I believe it's unheard of. And the idea that the politician, Bill Crozier, puts forward that somehow reducing or ending democracy is going to solve our debt is ridiculous. It's not going to end our debt. It's not going to do any such thing. It's outrageous to claim to be democratic in these new bylaws, which will strip away the LSBs. It'll strip away the members' ability to vote on representatives. Will be reduced to one representative from each station. What's going to happen to the black and the brown voices in our station? What's going to happen to the minorities, to the women? Who's going to be representing this organization? It won't be democratic anymore, and that's important. So I'm going to vote yes. I'm going to vote yes to send these
undemocratic and conservative, very conservative bylaws to the LSBs where they can be voted down. And, of course, we know that it's eventually going to go to the members, and I hope that this will allow the members to, yes, get some more information. It was said that we don't trust the members. No, it's the people who are trying to strip democracy away from Pacifica that don't trust the members. These are the same people that sued Pacifica and didn't even tell us, of the members of the board of directors, that we were being sued. I was personally sued. I was named as a defendant, and I was not told by these people. And then the same people, Bill Crozier and his friends, snuck into our station, WBAI, to take us off the air early in the morning in a sneak attack. So please vote yes so that these things can be discussed by the LSBs and the members can be properly informed.
Jan Goodman, a point.
Sabrina.
And I'd like
Jan,
to be heard.
Jan, what is your point of personal privilege?
I just wanted to note that I am very opposed to these bylaw changes. And however, I was supported the IED's attempt to figure out what to do with AI and
what is your point of personal privilege? Were you personally attacked?
I wanted to clarify that the people who were supporting these bylaw changes are not synonymous.
This is not a point of personal privilege. You're out of order. You're out of order.
I put you on the stack
when it's your turn. You can speak when it's your turn. Chris, you're next.
Okay. Sorry, I'm on speaker. Hang on. There we go. So I've long been opposed to the bylaws amendments as written, and the main reason is that I think Sabrina was first, but I might be mistaken about that. Wasn't Sabrina first?
Yeah,
you are correct.
Okay. That's okay.
Let Sabrina go.
Well, first of all, Chair, I'd like to get some clarification. Now, Ron Pinchback was talking about, Director Pinchback was talking about that we need to vote this up. So that would be a yes vote to send this back to the LSBs so that it's up to those suggestive bodies at the various units, correct?
Correct. I believe that's what he said. Please don't, no crosstalk, please.
Okay, great. All due respect to my colleagues, Director Crozier and Director Goldmacher and Director Sabat, nice try, but we can't move forward with this. So I'm definitely going to vote and want to let my people at KPFA know that, or the rest of the network know that I'm voting to not have these changes go through. So that I'll be voting it up, as Ron Pinchback suggested, so that we can send it back to the LSBs. Main reason being because there's no representation for the people who volunteer their time, like I do, to create and maintain the stations. And when you disenfranchise the people that are putting their blood, sweat, and tears into making it happen without pay, I mean, what's the point? What am I doing? What are we doing there? You know, it's not fair. And to disenfranchise the affiliates, too? I mean, come on, man. Thank you. Martha,
thank you. Okay, hold on. Dwayne, you wanted to be on the stack also, I think, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so did I, Chair.
And Martha also.
Okay, so I'm putting Martha, Dwayne, and then Lawrence. And that'll be it. I'll go at the end. Okay, I think I have next is Chris Corey.
Chris Corey.
Thank you. So I apologize for starting in front of Sabrina. I just wanted to say that you know, since the bylaws came out, Robin and I were working closely together on the on the mediation proposal. And so I became quite familiar with his position on this entire issue and the fact that he felt disenfranchised by the bylaws amendments. And I'm very sympathetic to that argument. I've also worked with Sabrina pretty extensively, and you know, she's unpaid staff. She is also opposed to the bylaws amendment, and I told both of them that I intended to vote against these amendments, and that's still my position. And I think that it would actually make for a good proposal if both of those bodies were to have a single vote. That would give Pacifica staff and listeners a majority on the board, and I think it would overcome most of the objections that we're hearing tonight. Unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to have our input heard on this, as many people have mentioned, which is another level of objection on this. And so I look forward to this being debated at the LSB level, but I just want everybody to know, you know, I've mentioned this to many, many people because I've done outreach for the mediation proposal, and this subject came up repeatedly, and I stated my position, and I plan to stand behind it. I just want everybody to know that, you know, that's where I stand on this, and that I wasn't just,
15 seconds.
You know, I wasn't just saying stuff, and I intend to vote that way. So thank you very much, and yeah, good luck.
Jan, your turn. Jan Goodman?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I basically ditto what Chris and Sabrina said, and I'm actually going to change my vote. I'm just going to abstain because I think that, you know, I truly feel I'm opposed to this bylaw change. But I wanted to make the point that the people who have, you know, supported this effort that was a botched effort, and, you know, it was not obviously a best effort, but the people who were, you know, supported to have a change in the format of WBAI and in making it, you know, survive, are not the same people who are behind this bylaw change. It's a, you know, there's obviously some overlap, but it was not the same people. And I would like you and everybody else, you on this board and everybody else, to understand that these were two different sets of things. Thank you.
Okay, Martha, your turn.
Yes, after reading the proposed bylaw amendments, I was shocked to find that they wanted to reduce the number of LSB members as well as the number of PNB reps for each station. I'm totally against them. However, I'm going to vote yes in order that the LSB members from each station will have the chance to have their input about these bylaw amendments. So I'm going to go yes, but I'm totally against them.
Thank you, Martha. Dwayne, you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I certainly have appreciated all of the comments, with the course exception of two or three, which has been so unspecific, and particularly one member who thinks he's such a high-minded individual that thinks his thoughts are superior to everyone else's, and everyone else's motivations have to be under his. Certainly so unspecific, and certainly un-Blue Hill, as I can imagine, but yet he, too, has the right to serve in this capacity as a representative body. And the gentleman who loves to say that some of us or many of us don't respect or appreciate professionalism, he himself voted to remove one of the most professional EDs, of which he voted for. The hypocrisy is just blatant. in terms of an individual, Maxie Jackson, probably had a three-time greatest resume with respect to running a foundation than Mr. Verniel did. But yet this gentleman keep on using the term, you don't, we don't appreciate professionalism. That's so ignorant. But nevertheless, I have told people, as Chris has, that I would not support this matter, and I've told people that I would. So this really has conflicted me to this extent. What I'd like to see is that I'm going to wait and hold my vote, because I think it needs to be a mixed signal to the membership, that if this thing passed by one vote, I'll be happy about that, because Bill Crozier did exactly what I said he would do. He'd do the Republican spin, that if we all get an overwhelming vote on this, he's going to go out and spin it, that even the P&B supports this. And that's exactly what he said. It's exactly what he's done, because I know his modus operandi.